Good morning, Snow FM Breakfast, Simo and Jordan waking you up. It's 4 minutes past, and guess what day it is?
Is it Tuesday?
You know it's Wednesday, my friend. Middle of the week. How you doing?
Very well, although I did have a little bit of a panic attack this morning. Just a mini one.
Yep, take when a couple deep breaths.
Well, when I woke up, I had a look at my alarm clock, and it said it was 6:16.
Which means you were late.
P.M.
Oh, even
which
maybe,
meant I was very late.
Yeah, very late or very early.
Even later. It also said that it was January 1, 1970.
Okay, so you're having a bit of...
So either I'm in the Back to the Future and I've gone and this is the 70s all over again, or I need to replace my mobile phone.
Yeah, Groundhog Day.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. Even now it says it's 7:42 on January the 1st, 1970. Like, I haven't changed it.
Well, you need a bit of plutonium in order for the DeLorean to work from Back to the Future.
Do you have any spare plutonium?
No, haven't got any, unfortunately.
Oh, bugger. So, it's because I normally bring some to work, but I just forgot today.
You normally pack it along with your sandwich?
I know, it's in my pocket most days. Phone, keys, wallet, plutonium, you know, it's all fine.
Camila Cabello, this is Liar, kicking things off this morning. Snow FM Breakfast. I don't care. Tones and I, Dance Monkey, top of the ARIA charts, 4 times platinum. And Tones and I, sweeping up 8 ARIA nominations. Here's hoping she stitches up plenty of wins. It's Snow FM at breakfast, 21 past 6.
Simo, I had to do a little bit of grocery shopping yesterday after the show.
Well, you know, it's good to be organised and function as a human being.
It's good to have food to eat.
Yeah.
At home. So I went to do my shopping while walking home with the 2 heavy shopping bags.
Mm-hmm.
Stood in something disgusting, which kind of, you know, like, I don't want to sound vain or anything like that, but I do like my shoes.
And there's a lot of dogs.
I like them clean.
A lot of dogs in the snowy mountains.
It wasn't that.
Oh, it wasn't dog excrement?
No, it was something a bit worse, because stand in dog excrement, although, albeit, it's a bad thing.
Yeah, no, it's not a good time.
You know, you can kind of wash it off, and, you know, once it's off, you know, the smell doesn't really linger around or something like that. This was a lot harder to get off. It was a lot stickier.
Right.
Do you have any ideas?
No. Honey? Just lying on the ground somewhere.
Yeah, there was a honeycomb. The bees normally made their nest up in the tree. They kind of really got lazy and just made it on the middle of the road.
The bees are busy this time of year.
No, Simo, so it wasn't honey or dog droppings. Mm. It was.
What was it?
Well, do you chew gum?
I do. Every morning.
Maybe it was you.
Could have been. No,
it was someone's chewing gum, which I stood in, which is terrible because it's so sticky and so hard to get off. And, like, somehow it didn't just stick to the bottom of my shoe, the sole of my shoe. Because if it does that, although it's annoying, you can feel your shoe sticking to the ground. Eventually, the stickiness will wear off and it'll just fall off just naturally. This stuck to, like, the toe of my shoe. So, like, no contact of the gum. The gum wasn't making contact with the ground.
So it wasn't in the tread?
No, it wasn't there at all.
Okay.
And so I tried to kind of flick it off with the other shoe.
Mm.
And of course that just means the gum's now stuck to the heel of the other shoe.
Right.
And I kind of separated them, and then there's just this spider's web of gum just going absolutely everywhere.
What a sight to see in the street.
I know, it really was. I was fuming. Because I don't chew gum. And
I do.
I know, and therefore I hate you.
Okay.
But if you do chew gum, it's fine. But just don't drop it in the road, because then people will stand on it and it'll ruin shoes and ruin people's day. So I'm just there kind of scraping my shoe across the gravel, trying to get it off. And because, you know, it's right on the toe, I have to scrape the toe, which means now the toe is all scratched.
Dispose of your gum in the correct manner is what you're saying.
Yes.
You cannot tell me, though, that stepping in gum is worse than the dog excrement. 100%. You reckon?
I mean, I don't want to step in either.
Yeah.
I'm not saying litter the front of my house with dog poo. I don't want to do that. But I reckon gum is worse, definitely.
Mm. Panic at the Disco now. Hey, Ma, look, I made it. Hawaii. I want to go. Harley's in Hawaii. Katy Perry on Snow FM. It's Simo and Jordan talking base jumping.
Yeah, so is this base jumping or skydiving or so what was going on?
So it's the base jumping with a parachute. So are you familiar with base jumping? Maybe you can educate me in regards to what actually happens.
I mean, no. So is base jumping, is that just when they jump off a really, 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 really tall building?
Yeah, like
a parachute?
They just find a height, really. And just go for
a height.
Yeah.
A significant height. A height big enough that a parachute would work. You know, they're not just jumping off like a chair or something.
Yeah, no. So no plane, no airborne kind of activity.
So what happens? So this base jumper ran into a bit of trouble.
Yep.
So he's okay, I hope.
That's right.
He wasn't, like, injured or anything.
A base jumper, he jumped illegally from a cell phone tower. So if you've been having any connection issues.
I was going to say, yeah, cell phones, so they're what give you mobile phone connection, right?
Yeah, yeah, it's 4G, 5G, those kind of towers. He ended up calling the police on himself.
That's an awkward call to make. So what happened? So he jumped off a cell phone tower,
yep.
And then it didn't go well. So what happened?
He got caught on wires.
Did he get caught on the cell phone?
You got
caught on the thing you jumped off.
So he got.
Is that technically a jump? Because you haven't left the tower yet.
So
also, now I think about it, it's a cell phone tower because they give you a phone's reception.
That's right.
Thank God. Like, how was he able to phone the police? Because I would assume he would have done some damage to the cell phone tower. Imagine that he's just dangling up there. It's, oh, I better call the cops to come rescue me. Bugger, no signal.
Yeah, well.
But on the plus side, no one was able to, like, take pictures or videos and upload them to social media because, again, no signal.
Well, you're wrong there. I think he didn't quite do enough damage to the tower for that to happen.
Spewing.
So he had a nice clear line to call the police on himself, which I think I'm going to put that on my own bucket list.
I wonder if the 000 officer like commented on, God, this line is really clear. You must be really close to a cell phone tower. It's like, yeah.
It left him dangling 15 metres from the ground, the 20-year-old. So the police rocked up. He got treated at the scene. He's all good. And then he got arrested for criminal trespass at the same time.
Bit of a double whammy. On the plus side, yes, I'm good and I'm still alive. On the downside, here's a fine.
I mean, if you're going to base jump or if you're going to parachute or if you're going to bungee...
Do it legally.
Yeah, don't you reckon? Like, if you're going to...
Well, if you're going to do anything, do it legally, Zimo. If you're going to eat a sandwich, make sure that sandwich is legal to eat.
Words to live by.
Yes.
If you're going to do it...
Make sure it's legal.
Garland.
I'm going to get that printed on a T-shirt.
And a Boogie Widder hoodie features on this one. It's right back. We'll kick back with this one on Snow FM Breakfast. Watch, not a rigid... Jonas Brothers, Only Human on Snow FM at Breakfast. Just gone 18 minutes past 7 for your Wednesday.
Hey Simo, on the way next, we're going to make an international call to America because something that we do here on Snow FM has gotten really popular in one city in California.
So
it's really weird. We were looking at the statistics the other day and we kind of looked and we're like, what? Is that right?
That's right.
So we thought we'd call the mayor's office of this particular town. It's a big town as well. Just, you know, to say thank you. Thank you for listening to us, a little radio station in the Australian snowy mountains.
Yeah, so the statistics that you're discussing is, so if you hear anything on the show that you're like, oh, I want to hear that again, like whether it be chatting to Samantha Jade, Benny from New Zealand, any of those guys, Panel.
Or anything we do, it's not just interviews. It's not just the other famous people.
The things that you want to catch up on, you can do that with the Simo and Jordan podcast. And turns out, a lot of people listening in San Jose in America... which is an interesting turn of events.
Well, that's just, if you don't know where San Jose is, it's a town, it's in California.
I mean, I'm still not sure, if I'm honest.
It's kind of in between LA and San Francisco, I think.
Okay,
if
right.
my maths is correct. I don't know why my maths would be. If my geography is correct.
So we're going to reach out to some of the, well, you know, the snowies are taking over.
Mm.
Taking over America one city at a time.
We're going to reach out to the San Joseans.
Yeah, the mayor, is that who we're calling?
Yeah,
I've got the number here.
We're calling the mayor's office. Next.
One Republic wanted on Snow FM at Breakfast. 24 minutes past 7 for your Wednesday.
Sim, I'm a bit nervous about this. We're about to make an international phone call.
Yeah, do you know how many zeros you need? The number here looks really long.
Because it is, Simo. So we're about to call America. We're about to call the mayor of San Jose, which is a town in America kind of between California and San Francisco. The reason being is because something that we do here on Snow FM, we've noticed has gotten really super popular.
Yeah.
In California. It's the it's our podcast.
Mm.
So if you miss anything in the show, there's a Simo and Jordan podcast available online through the Snow FM website.
Yeah.
And we noticed sort of late last week... that it was just skyrocketing in popularity in San Jose. I think more people now listen to it in San Jose than do in Australia. Is that right?
Yeah.
Or more people listen to one particular episode.
I think it started trending there for whatever reason.
I know. I don't know why. We weren't talking about anything to do with San Jose.
No. Now we are.
I mean, now we are. Now we definitely are. So we thought we'd, you know, give the mayor of San Jose a bit of a call.
Have you got his name there?
I did have his name on a piece of paper. I don't know where it's gone.
I was going to say, that's your responsibility. Otherwise,
that is, Simo, do not give me responsibility. What have you learnt?
Otherwise, we're just going to have to go with, we want to talk to Mayor San Jose.
We'll call him Mr. Mayor. Okay, so we've got are we doing this? Mm-hmm. You've got the number there?
I'm ready.
All right, have you dialed in all of the digits?
You have reached the City of San Jose Mayor and Council offices. Our office hours are from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Sorry we missed your call.
Is it the middle of the night?
It's like 3:30 in the afternoon there.
They've already knocked off.
Forwarded accordingly. Thank you and have a nice day.
You lazy bastards have already gone to the pub. No, I'm joking,
Jordan.
They didn't answer the... hang on, have you hung up?
Yeah, oh, wait. No, now we're good. Yep.
Okay, good. Yeah, no, it's... Why did they not answer? It's like just in the middle of the night there. And I have just realised... I have just insulted someone in America from Australia. Am I going to be on, like, an international watch list now?
I just can't wait for Karen, who works at admin, to, like...
to get that message.
Check the answering machine.
Well, I mean, she should have answered the phone. It's 3:30. It's not knock-off time yet.
She's just like, whoa. This is Jackie Chan. You're on Snow FM Breakfast. She says she's too young. Honestly. Cash featuring with Pink on Snow FM at Breakfast. Simo and Jordan hanging out 7:45. And the hiccups, Jordan, you've never suffered with them.
Well, no, like I have suffered with the hiccups, but not for an extended period of time.
Right. So the longest you've had to deal with the situation.
Just like a couple of minutes? A
couple of minutes.
And then you just hold your breath and right. Then job done. Hiccups are gone.
Taken care of it.
Yeah.
I feel like you must be mentally strong. You're like... one of those.
I don't think I am. I just dealt with the hiccups, you know. I don't think that makes you mentally strong.
So Lisa Graves is 31 years of age,
mm-hmm.
Right? She's 31 and she has had the hiccups for over 11 years.
Over 11? Hang, like the same continuous hiccups?
Yes.
For over 11 years?
That's right.
I mean, if it was me, after about the 10-minute mark, I would have consulted Google.
Well, I think
as in how to get rid of them.
She's consulted everything. And hasn't managed to find a cure as yet. That's why I was wondering if you had some mystical cure.
Oh, I
cure.
See. So she's 31, so she's been hiccuping since she was, what, 20?
Yeah.
And is it just continuous or does it kind of come and go?
Comes and goes, but as in like continuous, like there's repetition involved.
Hmm.
But she's a nail technician. So I imagine there'd be some jobs out there
that
if you had the hiccups forever, that make them quite difficult.
Yeah, well, I mean, admittedly, I'm not an expert on being a nail technician.
Or a hiccuping nail technician.
Exactly. But I assume you need kind of steady hands to kind of paint and deal with the nails. You don't kind of want to be halfway through someone's pinky and then just go and then kind of just stray off on someone's finger.
Lisa's mentioned that she's got used to them, but sometimes they can be so loud that they have even been compared to a dog's bark after it's been stood on or the noise of a chicken.
A dog's bark after it's been stood on or a noise of a chicken.
Very specific.
Is that what we're rating noises as by now?
Yeah.
My washing machine sounds like a dog being stood on.
Did you want a decibels counter? Is that what you want?
I mean, it would be nice.
So no advice for her and just hold your breath.
Just hold your breath.
Lisa, if you haven't tried it in 11 years.
God, imagine how sick she must be of people saying, oh, why didn't you just hold your breath?
Yeah, exactly.
Or why didn't you just drink some water?
Ugh.
Or why didn't you just, what's the sound on your head and drink water and count backwards?
There you go. Now you're getting it.
Why don't you learn how to say supercalifragilisticexpialidocious backwards as we learned that Simo can do.
Really? You're going to make me do it?
Go on. I know you want to. I can see it in your eyes.
Docious aliexpia supercalifragirupus.
Simo's got a history in musical theatre.
Addicted to You, Avicii. You're on Snow FM at Breakfast. It's thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Toyota used cars.
Simo, it's time for Little Forecasters. He's been running around the studio all morning very excitedly, but now is the time we welcome young Etienne to the show. Good morning, Etienne.
Good morning.
Hey, he calls the show all the time, big contributor, so we wanted to get him involved. Good morning, Etienne. How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, looking forward. You got a bit of school happening today?
Yes.
Now, who washes your school uniform? Mum or Dad?
Me.
Yeah,
you wash your own school uniform.
I don't believe that for a second.
Hang on.
Oh, my mum does.
Your mum does?
Oh.
Yeah.
I was going to say, Etienne, you could have had a little business opportunity that I could have given you my laundry as well to wash.
I can.
Yeah, I don't doubt you'd enjoy that, mate. We have little forecasters happening this morning. We're asking people across the Snowies, your kids, your nieces, your nephews, all of those, get them involved to read the weather on Snow FM. Are you ready to rumble, Etienne?
Yes.
All right, let's do it. Little forecasters.
On the chart, a trough over the
interstate tomorrow.
And some isolated storms.
Shower or two for Sydney, a few
storms. And taking a look around the cars.
And the chance of a thunderstorm.
Country. Early showers expected in Brisbane tomorrow. And
today, sunny, chance of fog early this morning. Tomorrow, sunny, light winds. Friday, sunny. Saturday, mostly sunny morning, chance of showers and meatballs. Top temps today, Jindabyne 20, Threadbow 16, Coomer 22, Canberra 24. Back to you, Simone Jordan.
Yes, Etienne, man. Well done. Woo. Love your work.
Watch out for those meatballs as well.
Okay.
Make sure you pack an umbrella.
He's nailed that. Etienne, thanks for joining us, mate.
You're welcome.
Nice to meet you now, Niall Horan. I love the wave.
Snow FM's The Wheel of I. One. What?
Spinning around like Kylie Minogue for The Wheel of I. One. What? It's thanks to McDonald's, and the Monopoly game is back at Macca's. Good morning to our first caller through, Jane from Durango. Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, Jane, what's on the agenda for today? Are you heading to work or just chilling at home?
Yeah, I'm working at the crossing this morning at Redbow Crossing.
Nice.
There you go. So she'll be busy with the traffic there. So
it's a bit foggy today too.
As every vehicle goes past, just can you stop every single one and just get them to switch over to Snow FM? That'd be awesome.
Shall I hold up a sign, a placard?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Just make sure they all switch over to Snow FM. But if they're already on Snow FM, they're fine. Don't force them to switch over too.
High fives all around.
No worries, I'll do that.
And Jane, you're listening earlier this morning. We were talking about how to cure the hiccups. Apparently you've got one up your sleeve.
Yeah, look, we were just in Sydney just last week and a lady, my son come out of the room that he was sleeping in and said, oh, I've got the hiccups, I can't go to sleep. And there was another lady in this waiting room with us, lounge room area, and she just turned around and says, oh, hold your breath. And he goes, no, that doesn't work. Very sarcastically, like, you know. And she goes, hang on, I haven't finished. I said, hold your breath and bend over and touch your toes and but stay bent over. And so he did, not for very long, but he stood up and he goes, oh, they've gone.
Oh, so, yes, it works.
Another cure.
Holding your breath, Jordan.
Yes.
Does that actually work, or were you just playing a bit of a prank? You just wanted to see how far you go. Yeah, to cure your hiccups, you have to dress up in a pink dress, duct tape feather dusters to your hands, and run around with a beach ball on your head. It never fails.
I might get him to do a few little silly ones.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, so you have to hold your breath, bend over, and do star jumps.
You guys are super mean. You ready to spin the wheel, Jane?
Yeah, I will.
All right, well, let's get this wheel spinning. It's thanks to McDonald's, and the Monopoly game is back at Macca's.
Hey,
go for it, Jane. Too good.
I thought you were going to make a hiccup there.
It's nearly Halloween.
What have we got for Jane this morning? She's in Durango. Oh, that's a bit of travel involved there, Jordan. We might have to bundle some stuff. Okay, Jane, what you've got hold of there, the wheel has landed on Ridges, Snowy Mountains, Melbourne Cup luncheon ticket. Now, there's only 100 people that get to go, so you get a hold of that one. But because you're in Durango, what
it's
do you
a double pass as well, we should say, so you can bring a friend along too. You don't have to go on your own.
But we'll chuck in a couple of other bits and pieces, Jordan. What do you reckon?
Yeah, we've got some Macca's vouchers, a couple of cans of Monster lying around. We'll throw them in as well to make the journey worthwhile. How does that sound?
Yeah.
Into that?
Definitely.
All right, sweet.
Yeah.
Jane, thank you very much.
I'm a race person. I'm a horse racing person.
Oh, like, she's into it.
There you go.
Yes.
Perfect.
Yes, get to get there in Jindabyne. This is Ariana. Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello, Senorita on Snow FM Breakfast.
Hey, Simo, you grew up on a farm in kind of regional South Australia, so you've had a bit of experience dealing with cattle, am I right?
Yeah, bales of hay and all of that kind of stuff.
You told the story, I think, a couple of weeks ago about a cow that charged you.
Well, no, a cow is a female cattle. It was a motley steer, basically.
I see, and you had to run away wearing the slippers or some kind of weird footwear.
Blue gumboots.
Yep. That's right.
I was only 7.
There's the moral of the story: always wear your footy boots whenever you go into a paddock with a steer that was having a little operation downstairs, shall we say.
The moral of the story is, if you're moving cattle, be ready to run.
Yes.
That's what it is.
Have like a motorbike on standby. Well, Simo, we're going to go to Germany, where a highly aggressive cow escaped from its farm.
Turning the tables. Didn't want to be bratwurst.
Exactly. The cow is completely safe now. It was returned to its home, and all the people involved. A couple of minor injuries, but nothing too major, which is always very good news.
Yeah.
So this massive cow, he weighed almost 600 kilograms.
Whoa, that's a big heifer.
That is a big cow. I've got its trail of destruction here.
Okay.
If you'd like. Mm. So it destroyed a greenhouse.
All right, yep. Pick on something your own size.
Well, the greenhouses are probably a lot larger than a cow.
But 600 kilograms, mate.
Yeah, but, I mean, okay. For weight, the cow's got it covered. But yeah, for size, I mean, unless it was like a toy greenhouse, it just grew like some small herbs.
All
or
I'm saying is, pick on the greenhouse, don't pick on 7-year-olds in gumboots.
I just reckon maybe the cow not a fan of vegetables. Obviously, the vegetables were growing in the greenhouse. Thought,
true.
No, I don't want to eat these tomatoes.
Yep.
I prefer like a chicken nugget or something.
All right.
Gonna get rid of that. So destroyed a greenhouse. Also wrecked a scooter.
Okay, damage number 2.
Yeah, wrecked a scooter, damaged a police car, which is going to be an interesting one.
Yeah, the popo.
Because, you know, like, I mean, I assume when they come back and they've been in a bit of a car chase or something, there's a bit of damage, there's, like, paperwork that they have to fill out. You know, how did this happen, blah, blah, blah. It's going to be just whoever was reading that paperwork, maybe they emailed it away to their head office and then they got back the... It's damaged from a massive 600-kilogram, highly aggressive cow.
After destroying a greenhouse and an electric scooter.
This is going to take more than just that little box to fill out. We're going to need more room.
That insurance claim is going to court.
It also knocked the cow's owner to the ground. He had a few kind of cuts and bruises, but was fine.
Mm.
Eventually, they managed to capture this cow.
Right.
Again, the police were involved. Sorry, multiple police cars and the police helicopter involved in tracking this cow down.
Did it happen at night?
As in during the day.
Okay.
But again, that's a weird call for the kind of the police helicopter pilots to be. It's just chilling at his base, eating a schnitzel or something, and then just all of a sudden, we've got a cow on the loose. We need you. I was like, all right.
And you're 100% sure it's just a cow. Like, it's not a bull.
Well, Simo, the headline is highly aggressive cow leads police on a chase in Germany.
Yeah, right.
Unless the word cow in German means something completely different. Unless cow means, like, army tank in German.
Yeah, it could.
Then I'm pretty sure this is the animal. I mean, okay. I did German for 5 years.
Did you?
I studied it in school.
Ah, wie geht's?
Sprechen Sie Deutsch?
Yeah. Sehr gut.
Simo and Jordan, the German hour coming up after 9 o'clock.
Yeah, get around that.
So after the police cars and the police helicopter were called in to capture the cow, they managed to do it. They managed to box the cow in with the various police vehicles.
Wow.
I don't think the helicopter was involved.
No.
I don't think fast rotor blades should be anywhere near a cow which is running around. Anyway, eventually managed to trap the cow in an area where a vet was able to come and tranquilize it, put it to sleep, and then they just simply got a lot of very strong men and just picked up the 600-kilogram cow, put it back in its field, and everyone lived happily ever after.
The police helicopter was involved.
I know, that's the bit that shocked me.
Wow. I mean, that's quite an achievement.
So many bank robberies happening in Bavaria that day. Sorry, the helicopter's busy. We're chasing a cow.
It's our future bratwurst. Fun in Ireland.